All right, good evening. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. My name is Kevin James. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater at 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Come now, please. The Boonville Amateur Radio Club holds their monthly meeting on the third Tuesday of every month except December, February, and March. The next monthly meeting will be on August 16, 2016 at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mart and Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and it still is not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Come now, please. Okay, we have N5AOW. Bob, how are you doing tonight?
Great, Kevin. We were out on the lake for a little bit and, on our way back up to Caribbean, but I checked in. Got the handheld and wasn't sure I'm going to get in there soon later. Anyway, fine day and great evening, and I'll tell you what. 7-3 to everyone. They've all had a great day today, and yourself included. So, with that, I'll turn it back to you. N5AOW is back to Mexico.
Okay, sounds like you've had a fun day out there, Bob. Actually, I was going to ask you to keep a heads up for tomorrow night. I may not be able to make the net, and Matt may not be here either, as we may be on a drill with our fire department. So if one of us doesn't make it in, feel free to just grab the reins and run with it. All right, this is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Still looking for any other portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in. Come now, please. Okay, since I am the only one so far here in Echolink tonight, I'll move forward. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. I will now take calls from regular members and guests. Come now, please.
Good evening, Kevin James. This is N2PSM.
KC2WI.
KC2QQR, good evening.
Okay, nice call up there. We got three more stations to add to our roll call tonight. KC2QQR Chuck, KC2WIP, and at the top of our list, N2PFM George. How are things out in Watson tonight, George?
Well, good evening, Kevin, and everybody on the net. We got a temperature of 69 degrees after a range of 61 to 80 today. Very cloudy this morning. And the sun came out, and the sun in and out a little. Did some more weed whacking and stuff around here, and put the electric line out to, buried it as well, put it out to the lawnmower shed so I can easily start up the snow blower in the winter with the electric start, rather than run a wire all the way outside, middle of the winter. So that was about the day here. Everything else is quiet, so we'll say God bless. And 73 is N2PSM clear.
Okay, George, it sounds like you had almost the same type of day I had here. We were in the mid-60s here last night and hit the low 80s here for the daytime today. And I'll have to grab a current temp here. The last time I checked, it was 78 degrees, so I'll get an update on that and share that with you guys momentarily. All right, move down the list. KC2WI, Pete, you are on. This is KD2FBM, net control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet.
KC2WI. Well, it's 71 degrees. It's very nice here. Very, very nice here. It's not, it was damp last night, and it was not real hot, but it was warm. And I didn't, normally if it's warm and then it cools off, you know, I put the fans on, blow the cool air in. And I really kind of waited, because I didn't want to blow, it was quite damp, but it seemed to be drying out. And I said, well, cool and damp is better than, warm and damp, and it's damp anyway. So it actually worked out good. I put them on low speed until, I think I cranked up speed a little bit just before I went to bed, which was after midnight, working on stuff. I think it was after midnight. Anyway, today it's the humidity's gone down, I'm sure, and didn't it get too hot? And it says 81 for the high, but it never felt hot in the house. It never really felt hot outside either, where they cut sun in and out. And I went over to the farmer's market, had lunch, dropped off a computer, swapped vehicles, debated whether or not I wanted to go for a swim. It was kind of cloudy, so I went for a quick swim in the Black River. I said, well, not really very sunny. I'm not getting any sun. You know, I got to get back to work. And by the time I got back to the house, of course, it had cleared right off. So the better decision might have been to come right back and then go out a little later, but that's okay. And tomorrow I think it's supposed to be pretty sunny and not real hot, but I'm going to probably take a little break. But I'm in the last-minute crunch here with Windows 10 installations I have. I think I've only got two customer laptops to do. In the last two days, I've resurrected at least two. I've got a third, which I thought was just going to be an install, but I think it's got a SD hard drive because I couldn't. Normally, before I install 10, I back up the entire hard drive just in case. This one is a little e-box mini PC, and had Windows 7 starter, and my cloning or drive imaging software quit at a certain point, and it said it can't read sector such and such, and I've been fiddling with it. And check disk, I ran that, and it kind of got to a certain point, sort of stuck. And I said, well, let me boot it from my Hiram's Boot CD, which is basically a self-booting, it's XP, basically. Well, that was the last straw. That damaged the Windows installation so that it won't boot. So now I'm running a read test with my Microscope Diagnostics and to see what happens, and I might do a low-level format because I'm a little bit low on laptop hard drives, which is what in these mini things. So if I have to, I'll put another drive in there, I'll reinstall a Windows 7, and then I'll put 10 in it. And then I had a gateway that I had at a customer's location. It was a used one. They wanted it in their break room to hook up to their TV because the smart TV wasn't smart enough to, I don't know, do some conferencing website or training website or whatever. And it was a good PC, I thought. I mean, not a real expensive one, but pretty quick and all that. HDMI output, I think it had like 6 gigs. I think it had 6 gigs of RAM, Core i3 something. And boy, two or three times they called me, it won't boot. And finally, I figured out that I thought, oh, it's bad hard drive or bad something. Put it on the side, I totally forgot about it, and I just picked that one up and said, hey, this is Windows 7, I gotta see if I can get this running. I changed the SATA cable, never would have thought, but it's been running fine and it hasn't quit yet, so that one's that one got updated to 10. So even if the I made the set of factory recovery disk, which I guess I never made before for that because it was a quick job, and I had a Inspiron 660S that was a customer's that was really flaky, where it would boot, same thing, like hard drive, and then it would, you know, insert boot disk. And I finally gave up on that one. I sold the customer another used one. I said, listen, Barb, you know, we've been around with this thing. I took it back to the house. I couldn't figure it out. I think it's a bad hard drive. You know, she was in a hurry. Going to be moving, whatever. So that's that. And I just picked that up, and it would all sort of boot. And I said, oh, maybe SATA cables aren't too reliable. That didn't work. But then I realized I had another dead Inspiron 660S, looked identical, except one, the dead one had a seller on, the other one's got an i3. And let's just swap the hard drive. Oh, wait a minute, it's Windows 8. And so I backed up that hard drive and put it in there and turned the BIOS from, or the, it's not really BIOS, it's the, you know, the settings from a legacy boot to UEFI. The first time it didn't boot, and then it booted. Of course, then it asked for a password. Oh, what's the password? Well, I had the piece of paper from the person who brought that one in. Decided they didn't want to fix it when the motherboard and power, you know, the power supply went and took the motherboard out. They never wrote the password on it. So now I'm hacking around with my password fixing program, and the one I use all the time doesn't work with Windows 8, so I had to do some sleight of hand, but by golly, I got it. Booted up. Windows didn't know the difference. I mean, it was identical hardware. The only thing that wouldn't work is it had Microsoft Office Home and Student 2013, I think. And when I went to open that, it said, oh, you have to activate this. It's detected a hardware change. And when I went to do the activation, I expected it to work. It said, oh, no, this has been activated, you know, the maximum number of times. So I may call Microsoft activation and just say, oh, I had to fix the computer, see if it'll activate. But anyway, so I'm on 2 and probably 3 of my own that I'm going to lock in 10 on, and there might be one or two more that maybe are flaky, you know, they don't always boot or something. But if I can get them booted up and put 10 in there the first time, then I got the option if I really want to fix them. So busy, and you know, I'll be probably till the last minute on Friday trying to do that. And what I've discovered is the ones that I'm activating now, I'm not putting 10 on. I'm not allowing 10 to try and get updates before it installs because it doesn't work. I think either Microsoft has a problem, which is pretty typical with Windows updates, or it's just everybody's doing it at the last minute and the update server's just swamped. So I figured I did this on the customers, and he'll just have to, next week when he turns it on, it'll get those updates. Anyway, so that's the long story here. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete, sounds like you have been very busy today. So, and I'm also, forgive me, I'm monitoring a call with my fire department because we have a call, and I'm actually running our radio at my house, that is, so at my location, and also doing that control here. So, just a quick update, KD2FPM here. We have a temperature here of 69 degrees also, so just to kind of bring you guys in, partly cloudy skies. All right, we'll move down our list. We got KC2QQR. I believe that's Chuck. How are things out your way?
Yeah, KC2QQR. Good evening, Kevin James. Everybody else, the nuts light. And we got a temperature here in Vernon, 70 degrees. I think it's at 70.2. So, yeah, definitely didn't get real hot today. And we had this nice breeze over here, which made it really, really, really nice. I was in Utica today at work. It was, I think it was right around 81, 82 degrees. So, and then as soon as I got home, I checked the thermometer and it was right around 82. It was running, so. And then it slowly went down and watched it go down to 78, and then it went down to around 76, 75 degrees and stayed like that pretty much until the sun went down. It was a very comfortable evening. Had a good day at work, which is always a good thing. Came home and sat around and relaxed. Just waiting for a package and UPS and came in. And it was for my other project. I got a free buddy of mine. I was cleaning out his garage, and he had some stuff that he was throwing out. And he asked me if I wanted this old Craftsman 8-inch direct drive table saw. Somewhere, I think he said it was according to the day code. I didn't actually look at the day code, but somewhere right mid-80s, this thing was manufactured. And apparently, it was a pretty popular table saw, so it was in a real good condition. He just wanted me to throw it out. I was like, I don't know, maybe I'll hold on to it. The reason why he was getting rid of it was merely because it's got an 8-inch saw blade on it, and it's really hard to find 8-inch saw blades, and it's made by Sears Craftsman. So, of course, I looked online, and I found one on Amazon, so I picked that up. And but when I called Sears to see if I could get an original one for it, the guy knew what I was talking about, but they quit making them. So I bought the one off Amazon, and it was actually really cheap. So wound up sticking that on there this afternoon or this evening, and it wound up working pretty good. So I was happy that I could make that work. And now I got another table saw I can use. So it's a small one. It's nothing all that impressive, but it's always handy to have extra tools, and it's real nice when you get them for free and, you know, somebody parts them out. So, and it looks like it was hardly ever used, which is, you know, I was kind of surprised he was going to get rid of it, only because you couldn't find a blade for it. So, but hey, finders keepers, I guess I'll be happy with it. I know I'll put it to good use, even though I got another table saw that's much better than it, but it's always handy to have. Nice to put in the truck if I have to go help somebody out at their house or something. I can just put that in the back and away I go. So, it's pretty light too, because it's all aluminum. But, anyways, had a good day today, and with that, I'll say 7-3s to everyone tonight, and hope you have a great day tomorrow. KCQQQR, back to net control.
All right, Chuck, sounds like you've been having some fun hunting down, I guess it was table saws I was understanding you were chatting about. So, and like I say, forgive me, guys, I'm monitoring my fire department's repeater at the same time and chatting with them as we're conducting a call. So, yeah, this is KD2FBM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll throw another call out there looking for any further check-ins. Come now, please. All right, just a quick heads up, let you guys know that the Norwich repeater, I believe it's the W2RME, I believe that's the call sign for that. Apparently the antenna was hit by lightning over the last couple of days, and the top 3 feet of the antenna, I guess, was wiped out. So I believe, from what I understand, they are on their backup antenna at this point. So if you're trying to get into that repeater in Norwich, I believe it's the 146.685 megahertz. I think the PL on that is 110.9, if I remember right. Don't quote me on that. But if you're having a hard time getting in there, it's not conditions. They're on their backup, from what I'm understanding, for their antenna. So hang tight. They'll probably be doing a tower climb and hopefully have things going again. All right, I'll throw another call out there. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for further check-ins. Well, we'll open the floor here for comments or queries. Come now, please. This is KD2FM, control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for any comments, queries, or late check-ins. Come now, please. Okay, I'll make a final call for any other comments, queries, or late check-ins. Come now, please. Okay, hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net at 2123 local time and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone who checked in tonight, and we had a nice call-up tonight. I want to thank Bob, N5AOW, George, N2PFM, Pete, KC2WI, and Chuck, KC2QQR. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us tonight, and those that listen on the scanners, we appreciate you out there, too. And I always say, if you want to join us, come get your license and jump in. We're more than happy to have you on board. All right, with that, I will say 7-3, and this is KD2FPM. I will be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system, and hopefully I can get in here tomorrow night. If not, I've left the note with Bob or whomever to be able to take the net control position, because we may be a little bit tied up between Matt and myself and our fire department. So 7-3, guys, take care and enjoy. KD2FPM is clear.
Peter News. Hey, this is KD2DXF, Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Doing a call up on the KC2MB repeater tonight. I'm looking for a station, so I'd like to check in. With or without traffic, and all stations are welcome. This is Octon. This is Octon. This is Octon.
N5AOW, good evening.
N5AOW, thank you, Bill, for your check-in. This is Octon, looking for any further stations. This is KD2DXF, your net control. Last call for Octon. All right, nothing further heard. This is KD2DXF returning to net control to W2MO.